Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The secret, right. And I don't
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, this is really neat. I love that everybody listens from different places.
Mm-hmm.
So keep them coming. If you're listening from far away, then keep those messages coming to us because we love reading all that stuff. So I love knowing that we have one rating point in Japan.
Right. There you go.
And one in
Denmark.
And one in Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Very cool.
All right, let's get to Dirty Work.
Z104. Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Dylan.
Dylan! Da-da-da-da. Okay, sorry. That was like old person joke. Dylan, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I want to know if a girl I was dating dumped me because she talked to my ex and my ex spread a whole bunch of rumors about me.
Yikes. High School Musical, yeah. The soap opera, the series. Okay, so let's get some names here. Who is the girl who dumped you? What's her name?
Her name is Olivia.
Okay, and how long have you guys been dating?
It's been a couple of months. I met her St. Patrick's Day weekend. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a few months then.
Yeah.
And months. You said your ex is involved?
Yeah. Olivia just got a job over at and my ex works there. So I'm pretty sure my ex talked to her about me, and that's why she dumped me.
I gotcha. And what is your ex's name?
Her name is Ashley.
Okay. So up until Olivia started working with Ashley, things were going good?
Yeah, they were going great.
Okay, and then what happened?
Well, everything was going great. Then she started working there. And then, like, 2 weeks later, she's like, hey, we need to talk. I really think it would be a good time for us to take a break from each other.
Oh, ouch. What did she say? Did she say why?
She said she wanted to be single for the summer.
Okay, wow. Yeah. And in your opinion, before all of this, you said things were good.
Things were great before all of this.
Okay, so you think the whole single for summer thing is a lie?
I do. Yeah, no, it's definitely a lie. It has to be. I think what happened, she started working there, talked with Ashley, and then Ashley spread all these crazy rumors about me, and that's why she broke up with me.
Okay, quick question. If that's really the reason, right, and she broke it off because of some junk your ex said about you, don't you think that's a sign that she isn't the one? I mean, shouldn't you be happy she's gone?
I mean, I guess I would be happy, but I think for me personally, I just want to hear her admit it. That's all.
Okay, so we're calling Olivia then, or did you want us to call your ex?
I mean, you can call them both if you want. I got the numbers. That's fine.
Yeah, let's do that. That may be the best way to handle this. What we'll do is we'll put them on a 3-way call together, but they won't know that you're secretly listening. This is like the most fun way to hear the truth when they don't even know, like you're kind of like a fly on the wall. So hang on. We'll get both their numbers and then we'll call them when we come back. Here's another weird side effect. This rarely happens during Dirty Work. But Ashley, the ex, is listening to our show this morning. By the way, thank you, Ashley, for listening.
Thank you.
She texted us. This is the ex, Ashley. Read what she texted.
Okay, she said, hey, guys, this is Ashley, Dylan's ex. I want you to know that I listen every morning. Thank you. And never thought I'd be a part of your show, but here I am.
Here you are,
I know. First of all, I never said anything about Dylan to Olivia. I was aware they were dating, but I don't think she knew I was his ex. I never brought it up. I never mentioned it. We don't work in the same section anyway, so there would be very little time for talking. Whatever reason she dumped him, it has nothing to do with me.
Okay. That sounds believable.
Yes, it does.
Further proof that maybe it's somebody
another else. Guy. Right.
So that was Ashley, Dylan's ex. And by the way, in case you're wondering, we tried to call her to bring her on, but she didn't answer. I'm thinking either she didn't want to be on the air or she's at work or maybe both. But so now that leaves us with finding out the real reason Olivia made this decision. For that, we are going to call Olivia. So let's do that.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. And there we go. So we know it's not Ashley.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Which leaves, and maybe she really does want to be single for summer, but I don't know.
Hello?
Hi, is this Olivia?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, you're sort of laughing right now. I take it you know who this is?
Yeah, my friend texted me.
Okay, so are you okay with going on the air with us for a quick second?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. So listen, we heard from Dylan, who was so sad that you decided you wanted to be single for summer and that you broke things off.
Okay.
So he wasn't exactly sure if the whole I wanted to be single for summer thing was the real reason for the breakup or if there was like another different reason for it. He thought maybe his ex had said something to you and like you heard some crazy rumor about him and that's why you broke things off. But his ex just texted us and said that's not true.
No, that's not true.
Okay, so was the whole single for summer thing like the real reason then, or was there something else?
I mean, it was one of the reasons.
Okay, but was it the main reason?
I mean, like I said, there's like a bunch of reasons.
Okay, well, what were some of the other ones? Give me the list.
Well, one of them I can't really say on the radio.
Okay, that's the one I want to start with. I mean, listen, we're only recording this, so we can bleep everything out that's bad. Give us the bad reason. Even if you can't say it on the radio, we'll bleep everything out.
Oh my God, it's so embarrassing, though.
Well, look, relationships always are. So just, you know, let it out. What was it? What happened?
So, I mean, this wasn't the only reason, but... So I started noticing that, like, every time we had sex, he would fake it the first time. And then he would wait like 10 minutes and he would get all cocky and be like, oh, I want to go again. And then the second time it would really happen, but it would be like totally different.
Okay, so wait, let me get this straight. So you were doing, you know, the nasty and he would fake his arrival?
The first time, yeah.
Okay, how did you know he was faking it?
I mean, it's pretty obvious. You would totally overdo it, make it seem like it was happening, but it obviously wasn't.
Okay, so you could tell it was fake?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy to fake it, too, as a guy, because, I mean, you're sort of wearing something to cover it up all the time.
Oh, well, yeah, sure, yeah. Now we're kind of bordering on inappropriate here. So he would purposely fake it so that he could say, oh, yeah, I'm ready for round two, and he would do that every time?
Yeah, and I thought it was, like, some sort of pride point, you know, that he could go again. But, like, to be honest, all I just wanted to do was to go to sleep.
Oh, so you didn't want round two then?
Not really, no. And then one day after he did it again, I kind of thought to myself, oh, my God, is this, like, how it's going to be for the rest of this relationship?
I got you. So, yeah, because that whole routine would get pretty old, I guess, after a while. Question. Did you ever think about just telling him, like, when, like, hey, I know you're faking it. Maybe just give me the first round 100% and let's just call it a night.
I mean, it kind of seemed like that's his thing. Like, he's stuck on it.
Oh, yeah. My God. This is so hysterical. Listen, we just got a text from Dylan's ex, Ashley. She said she's laughing her bleep off at work and that Dylan used to try that with her, too. But she would tell him she didn't want round two and would go to sleep.
See, I should have just said that.
Yeah.
That would have been way better.
Okay. Well, listen, at least now we know the real reason. And you're right, that is a weird reason, but that's a good one, too, I guess. Thanks for giving us the real story.
Yeah. Sure, no problem.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.